The name Walt Disney, like few others in the history of entertainment, sparks a response in people ranging from adoration to revulsion. Born in 1901, Disney is arguably the most influential of American artists, whose cartoon character Mickey Mouse, along with 100 others developed through his film studio, is among the most beloved and lucrative characters ever created. Nearly 50 years after its namesake's death at the age of 66, the Walt Disney Company is a model of success. And its products, including those characters, are easy to dismiss as mere mainstream commodities, designed without passion by a machine without a heart. But that would be unjust, possibly untrue. It's impossible to dismiss the Disney canon quite so easily. The success of Disney, the machine, is directly connected to the passion and heart of its artists and the universal appeal of those characters. Last week, a bit reluctantly, I accepted an invitation to attend the press opening of Disney on Ice, running through October 28th at the HP Pavilion in San Jose before moving to Sacramento for another week. The title of the show, Disney 100 Years of Magic, is a little confusing. 100 years ago, Walt Disney was 11 years old, so I'm not sure what it is that's being given its centennial celebration. Maybe 100 years ago was when Disney first began dreaming of telling stories through the medium of the cinema. Whatever. Disney on Ice is pretty much what it sounds like. Ice skaters, good ones, dressed up as Disney characters, acting out scenes from an array of Disney movies. The show covers a lot of ground, skipping about in time. The main mouse, Mickey, with his gal pal Minnie, produces a magic lamp, which produces the genie from Aladdin, who then turns into 20 more genies, all skating in formation, some of them turning backflips. Say what you will about the inherent silliness of such a spectacle, but I've seen a lot of ice skating during the Olympics, and I have to say, if you're willing to praise an athlete for a death-defying leap performed while wearing a leotard, you gotta hand it to someone doing the same thing dressed in a giant rubber genie suit. From Aladdin, we move to a slightly surreal homage to Finding Nemo, with giant ice-skating fish. Fish with heads and tails and fins, but also legs and little human heads sticking up out of their backs. It's like a science experiment gone wrong on ice, and yet it's kind of cool. The show skips along through Toy Story, the highlight being a parade of giant green army men, dance marching in formation, then excerpts from The Lion King, Beauty and the Beast, and Pinocchio, a quintet of Disney princesses dancing with their respective princes, a rousing appearance by the superhero family from Pixar's The Incredible, and perhaps the most effective and artful segment, a 15-minute condensation of the story of Mulan, with some truly thrilling skating sequences that blend martial arts with dance and still tells the story of Mulan with heart and passion. Yeah, even in a massive money-making machine like Disney on Ice, there is plenty of that old Disney passion and heart, and even some moments of true breath-catching magic. Though it's hard to hear over the raucous din of the 10,000 children present, the adults in the audience were letting loose with plenty of their own little gasps of pleasure, reacting to the sight of characters they've loved their whole lives. Is Disney on Ice tacky commercialism, or is it innovative art? Is it a crass money-making exercise or a heartfelt salute to the movies and movie characters that still mean something to so many people, that still have the power to make us feel something wonderful? The answer, of course, is that Disney on Ice is all of that. And yeah, it's kind of fun. I'm David Templeton, Second Row Center for KRCB.